Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Just going to pick up a little bit where we left off. During the night that you were describing, at one point, Anna was showing you her...
Yes.
And she was happy about it.
That's correct.
And she was telling you that Brian had got her this ring.
That's correct.
And he was smiling.
Yes.
And you told us that during the night... Because it's New Year's Eve, Anna's texting people and she's getting text messages while you guys are in that kitchen.
That's correct.
Could I please have Exhibit 3 again? Thank you. And during the time that you were there, am I correct that it was about 5 hours you spent that night? I think you said 8:30 to 1:30?
Roughly 4 to 5 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you weren't drunk, right?
No.
They weren't drunk.
No.
The champagne was free-flowing, so to speak, but everyone was just happy and tipsy.
Yeah.
Okay. And during the night, there are, you had mentioned there was food being served, conversations about the future, and Anna was getting text messages from people, and she was sending text messages to people.
That's correct.
And while you're sitting in that kitchen, the three of you, at some point, she says, let's send a picture to Will.
I believe that's what she said. I'm not 100% sure. I believe that's what she said.
And after that, you stay for quite a bit after that.
Again, I don't remember at what part of the evening that... Oh, actually, I do, because I would have, because this would have been exactly when their oldest son... was awake, so it would have been towards the beginning. That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you stayed for several hours after that, right?
That's correct.
And during the night, everyone continued to be jovial, at what you described?
That's correct.
Drinking champagne.
That's right.
Laughing with each other.
That's correct.
And I think you had told us on direct that at some point, Brian had told you that he had lost his phone.
That he had misplaced his phone.
Misplaced his phone. And I think you had said that he told you it was liberating not to have it.
That's correct.
And he was kind of laughing about how free it felt not to be on a cell phone.
That was the gist of it, correct.
At some point on January 4th, you had a conversation with Brian over the phone.
Was that a Wednesday?
I don't have a calendar out, but I think You had said, I appreciate everyone quickly moving.
So the first was a Sunday.
2, 3, 4.
Okay. Yes, on Wednesday I did. Yes. Yes, I received a call from Brian.
And on that call, you had just seen them at about 1:30 on New Year's Eve, so about not even 4 days before.
That's correct.
And he had told you that he hadn't spoken to her in several days and that she was missing.
That's correct.
And I think you told us on direct that this, you were in shock. It didn't make sense to you.
That's correct.
That you were just with them.
That's correct.
And you said to Brian, did you guys have an argument? Did you have a disagreement, right?
I did.
And you asked him that repeatedly.
I don't know if I asked him that repeatedly. I did ask him that question.
And he said to you, no. Did it look like we had an argument? You were there.
That's correct.
Because it didn't make sense to you that they hadn't spoken in days, right?
That's correct. And it also didn't make sense to me that she would leave shortly after I left.
And so given that, it didn't make sense to you. You were there until 1:30. They weren't arguing.
They weren't arguing, no.
You said the night was joyful.
That's correct.
They were happy.
That's correct.
And from everything you saw and what you've told us, they were in love.
Well, they were happy is a loaded statement, I think.
They
seemed happy that night, but people are complex. So I want to make sure that I answer that question truthfully.
No, I appreciate so that. Let me ask you this.
I did know a couple of days in advance that
she... Let me just stop you for a minute.
Thank you, sure.
You've been a realtor for 23 years.
25 years now.
25 years. So you're a salesperson, right? In a sense, one of the aspects of your job is to sell properties, right?
That's correct.
And would you say that one of your greatest assets is to be able to read people?
That's true.
Understand.
To listen, to understand, yes.
I think you just said people are complex.
That's correct.
And so you and your professional job, part of it is to kind of be able to understand those complexities.
Yes.
To see if someone is maybe putting on a brave face or holding back, right?
Sure.
And you had known Anna and Ryan Walsh as a married couple for almost 3 years at that point, right?
That's correct.
And you have spent time with them together?
Mm-hmm.
You said that their family was like your family, right?
Sure.
And you had spent time with Brian by himself.
I hadn't seen Brian in months at that point. And I hadn't also only seen Anna physically. I hadn't seen Anna physically in months.
Okay. But in the past, in those times that you have described them as family, as close friends, you had spent time with Brian Walsh just one-on-one.
Yes, I had.
You had spent time with Anna just one-on-one.
That's correct.
She worked for you, and you described that you would be in touch all day, every day when she was working for you, right?
I can't say it was every single day.
Okay,
but it was.
You brought pastries to your home in the South End,
sure,
right?
Sure, sure. Yeah.
And you told us that she was your confidant and you were hers, right?
That's correct.
You went through an intense program with Mr. Walsh, right?
That's correct.
And you spent 5 hours with him on New Year's Eve on December 31st of 2022, right?
That's correct.
And you described the night as joyful.
Jovial.
Jovial, as full of hope.
I'm not sure.
Before the break, that everyone was hopeful and looking for towards the new year.
I'm not sure that I would describe it as hopeful for the new year specifically. If you have to ask me specifically as to what the mood was, whether she was, because I had heard a couple days prior.
I'm going to stop you.
Sure.
You all signed the champagne bottle, right?
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. And that's where the complexity comes into play. I cannot know what was going on in their hearts and minds. Yeah. Of course, thank you.
No, I understand.
Of course.
So I'm talking about those complexities.
Sure.
You said that everyone was laughing that night together, right?
Yeah, there was a good mood that night.
Good mood that night. You never saw them argue, right?
I did not.
You said at one point that you saw them talking and laughing with each other, right?
Sure. Yes, I did.
And at one point, Thomas came downstairs and they didn't shoo him back up to bed. It was happy to have their son together with you.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And when Brian was cooking for you, he was even putting a Turkish flair on some of the foods specifically for you, right?
That's correct. I remember him saying that, yeah.
And at 1:30 when you left, they weren't even telling you to leave. You just realized it was late and you should go.
That is also correct.
And so when you heard that Brian was telling you that he hadn't spoken to his wife in 3 days, that did not make sense to you?
It did not.
Because when you left at 1:30 in the morning, it was a joyful, happy occasion. I'm using your words. It was a joyful, happy occasion on New Year's Eve of January 31st, 2022.
I didn't understand how Anna could be missing and how we did not know about this since the first of the year. It had been 3 days, and our community had not been correct. We had not known about this for 3 days. I did not understand.
Okay.
And the tone of voice was not panicked.
So let me just ask you my question again.
Yes, thank you.
I know if I'm not phrasing it right.
Please.
When you left the house,
yes,
of your good friends,
yes,
on January 1st now at 1:30 in the morning,
yes,
the mood was joyful and happy.
Yes.
Nothing further.
Redirect.
I think I'll be brief, Your Honor. Sir, you said you had heard a couple days prior. Had you heard from Anna a couple days prior? When you were saying about people being complex.
Your Honor, I apologize. I could be just losing my hearing. I can't hear Mr. Connor.
Sorry. Yeah, and I'm talking into my shoulder, so that's my fault. Sir, when you were saying people are complex and you had heard a couple days prior, are you referring to your conversation with Anna a couple days prior?
Yes, I was. I am.
What is it that you heard in your conversation a couple days prior that makes you say that people are complex?
That they had marital problems.
Objection, move to strike the characterization.
All right, and I'm going to remind you, sir, I'm going to strike the marital problems, the characterization, but you can, without characterizing, you can discuss what you recall her saying, even if you don't remember the exact words.
Sure. I recall.
I'll restate the question again.
Sure.
Yeah.
Understanding what Her Honor said as far as what Anna was saying.
Sure.
What is it that you heard in that conversation that you just said that people are complex?
Well, if I may I explain?
I think you can't, sir. I think you have to stay with just what Anna said to you.
Sure.
And just state what Anna said to you. If you can't, that's okay. But if you could state what Anna said to you, that's my question.
On the 29th,
yes,
when we had that phone conversation?
Yes, sir.
She told me that there were cracks in the relationships. And I don't know which words. She may have used precisely those words. She may have used other words.
Be seen, sidebar, objection, and I'm going to move to strike that testimony.
I'll hear you at the sidebar before I make any ruling on that. Let's try that question again.
So, sir, I know it's been 3 years.
It has been.
To the best of your recollection, what I'm asking you is on that December 29th conversation, to the best of your recollection, what did Anna Walsh say to you that led you to say that people are complex?
Okay. The complexity I'm referring to is the fact that on the 29th,
okay,
on the 29th,
yes,
she gave me information. I cannot recall the exact words. She gave me information that she was having problems in her marriage with Brian.
In Your Honor, move to strike.
To the best of your recollection, what did she say?
Well, again, it's been 3 years, Your Honor.
If you have a recollection, you do, and if you don't, sir, that's fine, too.
I remember what was discussed at the conversation. I just don't remember the exact words. I did give my testimony when it was very fresh.
And I know
yeah, I understand. Sure.
And
sure.
And, sir, it's just because we want to make sure we get it right.
Okay.
All right. So, you had the conversation with Anna on the 29th.
That's correct.
Do you remember what she said? And if you don't, you don't. It's okay. Do you remember what she said that makes you think that people are complex?
Well, it's not what she said that night that makes me think that people are complex. I know people are complex.
I'd like to strike, maybe.
All right, I'll strike the end. Redirect the witness to the time frame.
Right. Yeah. So just on December 29th,
yeah.
What did she say to you as far as your concerns about her being...
I don't recall the exact words.
Okay, that's... Thank you.
Thank you.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Any recross?
No, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mutlow.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.